Wednesday, the 24th of March 2015, John Key signed a free trade agreement with Korea. John Key travelled to Seoul last weekend to sign a free trade agreement, FTA, with South Korea. At the moment, most New Zealand exports to South Korea have large tariffs added. Our beef has a 40% tariff, kiwi fruit 45%, and butter 89%. This makes our products very expensive to Korean consumers. Food from other countries which have a free trade agreement with Korea is cheaper. One example is Chile. Our kiwi fruit compete with kiwi fruit from Chile, which has the same growing season as us. But Chile does not have to pay the 45% tariff. The agreement also increases the number of working holiday visas for young Koreans from 1,800 to 3,000. Some training programs for young Koreans in New Zealand are included in the agreement. Most of the tariffs will not disappear immediately. Tariffs on beef will gradually reduce over the next 15 years, while those on kiwi fruit will reduce more quickly, in just 6 years. However, not all New Zealand exporters are happy with the agreement. Exporters of seafood, which currently has a 22% tariff, say that frozen squid will still keep the same tariff, although mussels and salmon will be part of the FTA. The tariff on frozen deer velvet will remain, although unprocessed deer velvet will not have a tariff. The wine industry should be happy. Tariffs on our wine will disappear immediately. South Korea is our sixth largest export market, bringing about $4 billion to our economy.